Matthew 13, starting at verse 1. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered round him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still others seed fell on good ground, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear." And now moving on to verse 18. "Listen then to what this parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. But the one who receives the word that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God."
Is my microphone working? Yes, just about. Lovely to see you. Thank you for having me here this morning. It's unusual for me to be heading in this direction and my husband Neil to be heading to church. We've done a bit of a swap over because you'll know him on the organ, I expect some of you. Well, this morning's service, we were a bit torn about which passage from the Bible to use. And we thought about that parable of the sower, about how we need to listen really well, because if we're good soil, then we will hear really well and we will be fruitful, and that's a really good message for harvest. But we also wanted to pick up on the message of the harvest presentation we just had. So I'm going to read from John chapter 6. So if you'd like to look at this, it's on page 1069, and it's down at the bottom of the page, beginning at chapter 6 and verse 1. And as I read this, will you listen out carefully for what the people in the story are doing and thinking? So see if you can have a think about that as I read it. "Some time after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the miraculous signs he had performed on the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover feast was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming towards him, he said to Philip, 'Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?' He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 8 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite.' Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. 'Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?' Jesus said, 'Make the people sit down.' There was plenty of grass in that place, and the men sat down, about 5,000 of them." I have to say, I wonder what the children and the women did. Do you think they carried on standing up? Anyway, I don't know. "Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the miraculous sign that Jesus did, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world." Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself. Well, that's our reading for the story today. And I thought I'd just test you on how brilliant the brains are at St. Mary's. Have you ever played Dingbats or seen Catchphrase on TV? You know what they say? They say, "Say what you see." So here's a first one for you to have a look at. Oh, listen. Look at these good children here putting their hands up and all the grown-ups shouting out. That's how it's going to be, is it? Okay, messy church. You can see that, messy and church, yeah. Okay, next one. How about this one? Oh, you're having to think about it. Shall I come a bit closer so you can see the picture? Oh, now everyone's being polite and they're putting their hands up. What do you think? Not too sure. Any ideas back here?
Net.
No, that's not a net.
Harvest.
Oh, you've got it. Harvest. Yes. Very good. Okay, last one. I have to remind myself what it is. Okay, this isn't particularly related to anything except what you might have recently been doing.
Christmas calendar.
Looks like a Christmas calendar, but no. Jane's got it.
Holiday.
See, a holly and day. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Right. Now you've got that sorted. I'm going to get the microphone here, so just beware. I'm coming with a microphone. Now I want you to say what you see. What do you see? Oh, don't call out this time. I'm coming to you. Let's ask this lady.
Water.
Water. Good answer. Bit more specific. Anyone got more specific? Let's ask Adrian.
Half full.
A glass half full. What else does somebody see? Anyone see something slightly different? Shall I ask you, sir?
A microphone.
Clever. Yes. Was Mum going to say something else?
Glass half empty.
Yes. Well, we do see different things when we see something like that, don't we? Is it half full or is it half empty? I'll leave that for a moment because I just want to talk about that for a moment. If you were listening to my reading, did you notice that there were some people in the story with names? What names did you hear? What did you hear?
Me.
Did you hear a name? In the
Jesus.
Not, there was Jesus. There wasn't David.
Jesus and Jesus' mummy.
I don't think we had Jesus' mummy in that story. Oh, some of the grown-ups. Who was a name?
Andrew
was there. And somebody else as well. Philip, well spotted. Well spotted. It's good we got some of the grown-ups here today, isn't it? They know some of the answers. And what I want you to think about is those people faced with a big crowd of people who had no food with them. And look at you, you're all ready for a lovely lunch later on. But those people didn't all feel the same way about it. Some of them felt, like Philip, that it was a glass half empty. Because where on earth are we going to find enough food for all these people? We've had to work for 8 months for people to even just have one bite. But then there were other people like Andrew, who was a bit more of a glass half full chap. Because he looked around and he spotted some little boy who had five loaves and two fish, and he thought, well, it doesn't seem much, but maybe Jesus can do something with it. What neither of them realised, and maybe the crowd there didn't realise, is that not being a glass half empty, nor a glass half full, but our God is a glass overflowing. A glass overflowing God. That's what our God is like, because did you notice how much was left over? How much was left over? 12 baskets of food was left over. Our God is not a God that's half empty or half full, but an overflowing glass kind of God. So as we come to harvest now and celebrating harvest, perhaps we could have a think and ask God a couple of questions. God, how can I notice how much overflowing you have given me? Can I be thankful about all that overflowing that you have given to me? The other question we could ask is like that little boy whose name we don't know. How much could we share what we have? He only had a very small packed lunch, but it somehow amazing, in the hands of Almighty God, it fed 5,000 and more people. Perhaps you and I could offer God something very small to make a very big difference. Let's pray about that, shall we? Dear Father God, we know that we don't have an awful lot to offer you because there are so many huge needs in the world. But dear Lord, we do want to be part of making a big difference. So please help us to be thankful for all that you've given us and to be ready to share like that little boy shared. Amen.